This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
People seem to still be worried about this escalating leftism. They're calling me, they're texting me, they're sending me messages otherwise of concern. And I say to all of you, stand firm. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. This is the crazy before the calm. You know, you hear the calm before the storm. This is the storm before the calm. And you can't say that you weren't warned about this, at least if you listen to my show. I've been talking to you guys, telling you that the closer we get to Trump's reelection, because it is going to happen, the crazier leftists are going to get. The more that they get backed into a corner, the more that they get insane. But there's some good news out there floating around, and I know that there are people out there, Kevin, you're always talking about good news, man. When we going to get some indictments? When we going to get some people going to jail? Oh, man, it's coming. See, more and more people are seeing the nonsense, even from when I said it last time. And you're, Kevin, you keep saying that every, look, if you believe that I'm just blowing smoke up your kimono, then, you know, there's other places to go here. I'm not doing that. And whatever I told you about before, let's say, I don't even remember, but let's go back to Russian collusion when I told you. I said, they will find nothing, it will blow over, and they're going to have to do something else. Okay, what did they do? Then they decided, oh, Ukrainian impeachment. We got to impeach Donald Trump. And what happened with that? Nothing. They tried to impeach him, and it failed. And whatever the next thing was, oh, he's still a racist, and he's a liar, and all these other things. And meanwhile, you know what was cooking? All the stuff that came from the lies of the Russian investigation. We had Flynn, and we'll talk more about that. We had Roger Stone. We're going to talk about that today. We had Papadopoulos. We got all these people that are supposedly guilty. But you know what we found out? Nothing to it. Every single one of them innocent. We had Michael Cohen and others. And so all that's brewing. But now what do we have on our side? We had A.G. Barr. Oh, he's a criminal. He's in conspiracy with Donald Trump. This is a Bush administration A.G. They want to convince you that he's in cahoots with Trump. So they did a hit job on him. Is he impacted? You know what Barr is investigating right now? He's investigating crooked politicians who are sleeping or in orgies with young girls, minors, through Ghislaine Maxwell. We'll touch on that a little bit today. So anyway, we get through this Ukrainian thing, and then what finally happens? Well, the Chinese introduce a virus. A virus that's been around for quite some time. This is not something new. This is a virus that's been around. And suddenly, the woe is me, the economy, it's tanking. And the Democrats have done everything possible to pile on. And do you think people are seeing through the nonsense? Donald Trump watched his, what would he say? I built this big, beautiful economy. It was big and it was beautiful. It was the biggest and the most beautiful yet. And they tore it down. And stock market dropped a massive amount of unemployment, right? To the point where everybody's worried. Oh, my God, this is Armageddon. You people were out there crying. Don't act like you weren't conservatives. I know what you were doing. You bunch of little crybabies. y'all were looking like leftists. Many of you were looking like leftists. So you're out there crying and talking about, oh my gosh, if we don't win the economy, we're not going to win. And Trump says he's out there like a rock star. He's like, man, look, so, yeah, they knocked it down. And I'm going to play along for a little bit. But you know what's going to happen? It's going to roar back. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to make it roar back bigger and better than ever. And what's happening? Stock market closed the other day, last week at over 26,000. You know what it was before? When it dropped, it was at 29. It dropped down to 18,000 and change, maybe 19,000. It's regained 8,000. It's only got 3 left to go to get back to where it was. And you're concerned? Jobless. Oh, my gosh, we've lost a gazillion. How many jobs did Joe Biden say we lost? 120 million? We've lost billions of jobs. And what's happened with jobs? Woe is me. Woe is me. That's what the Democrats want. They want you. You've got so many balls juggling in the air. You're still thinking about Russian collusion and Ukrainian this and negative polling. And look at Biden's leading by 9 points. Kevin Jackson of the Kevin Jackson Show. How are we going to compete? And let me tell you how you're going to compete. You're going to compete because you're not going to believe the lies. Do I really need to point out to you all the stuff that they have that's going wrong with them? They have nominated a man with dementia. They have nominated a man that they, the strategy, I saw an article the other day that said, how's Donald Trump going to deal with the strategy of no Biden to contest? Their strategy is to hide their candidate. Can you imagine if that was our strategy? Donald Trump was so stupid and so demented that we said, we got together in a room and we said, listen, everybody, the strategy will be, let's make sure that Donald Trump never sees the light of day. If Biden wants to debate him, we will say, look over there. Wow, that's the way you want to play this? That is insane. So I think you're starting to understand where I'm coming from. They can't win that way. People are seeing through the nonsense. People are going to go, it's really funny. Biden, it seems like he doesn't really want to debate. Biden seems like he's always hiding. But why doesn't Biden talk more? When he does, you know what happens if Biden has to speak for more than 3 minutes at a time? He screws up. Did you hear the latest? We have a clip of his latest screw up. This is not going to go over well in the African-American community. Yeah, in the black community. I said African-American just to make some liberals go, oh my gosh, he said it. He finally said it. Nonsense, man, is what these guys are trying to pull off. It's not going to work. This mask nonsense. How much of this are you fighting? Here's what my question for you, to people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. When are you going to go, enough is enough, I'm not wearing my mask? You know, there is a sign going into stores. Go into any store. It'll tell you there's a mask mandate. Read the sign. Read that sign. You know what the sign says? We suggest that you wear a mask because they cannot mandate you wear a mask. I'm going to leave it there for now, but we'll be back. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Crazy world out there, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. It's the KevinJacksonShow.com. Thank you for downloading, passing the show along, telling other people about it. That's how we survive. I really appreciate you folks when you do that. If you do happen to call me, there are people out there listening to the program that know it registers your number when you call, and I'm happy to call you back. I talked to a gentleman the other day. He was like, is this really Kevin Jackson? It's like, yeah. He's like, I didn't think you were going to call me. I said, yeah, man, you call me? Why wouldn't I call you? I don't call everybody because I don't have time. But, I mean, if I'll either write back or I'll try to call or something. If you get in contact with us, we do our best. If you don't hear from us, it's because there's a glitch somewhere. It's not us. We see the messages. We let you know. You know, we go, hey, got your message, or I'll try to call, or I'll mention you on the show. So we give you your shout-outs. Anyway, it was good to talk to you, gentlemen from Cleveland. I'll leave it there. So, I left off about this mask nonsense. Because, you know, there's now, and I predicted this. I told you guys there were going to be mask wars, right? And I mean, these are all over the place. I don't think that this one clip we're about to play you is the only place this is happening. But there are mask wars happening all over the place. And here's what's interesting. Look at any of the literature that they put on these masks, on the, you know, when they tell you, you must wear a mask on the plane. Here's how you don't have to wear a mask on the plane. You say, I have a medical condition that precludes me from wearing a mask. You go into a store. I have a medical condition that precludes me. And they immediately back off. Like, okay. You got a medical condition. And the smart ones know, don't ask what it is, because it's a $75,000 fine. If you don't believe me, try it. If you don't believe me, try. Oh, there's a governor's mandate. Look, at the airport in Phoenix, they have a thing that says, as soon as you go in, we are protecting ourselves from COVID-19. COVID-19, COVID. And then it says, you know, you must wear a mask in the Phoenix airport unless you're a child. So I don't know where the scare is with the little cherubs, because we don't want the little cherubs to die. But anyway, apparently COVID doesn't, it's very discriminatory. It does not like kids. It's not going to kill kids. It must love kids. It's a kid-friendly disease. So if you're a kid, you don't have to wear a mask. Or if you read the fine print, it says go to our website to find out who else doesn't have to wear a mask. And you know who else doesn't? People with a medical condition. Now, is it real, perceived, or otherwise? Let me put it to you this way. I have a medical condition. It's called breathing. I like to breathe nitrogen and oxygen for the most part. Our air is made up mostly of nitrogen. People don't realize that. I want to breathe a lot of nitrogen and a lot of oxygen. So that's what I want to breathe. I don't want to breathe carbon dioxide. And so my medical condition is my body is fueled on the makeup of air, which is a very, very small volume of CO2, not the majority. And so it does not function well in CO2. And if they question me, I'll say, well, I'll tell you what, let's do this. I'm going to put a plastic bag over your head and let's see how long you last with CO2. Well, Kevin, there's still oxygen going in. Okay, well, let's get a meter and let's do an oxygen test. And you tell me, not that you need to do this, of course, because there is this thing called common sense. It is my superpower, but you are free to have access to it. That's how good I am. I will let you have access to common sense. So if you just apply some common sense and say, if I'm obstructing my nasal and an oral orifices, and I decide I'm breathing inside of some kind of a mask, am I not getting less oxygen than I would if I did not have said mask? And of course the answer is yes. I'm getting less oxygen. Anyway, let's get to this clip. This is a guy who's been followed in film by a couple of Karens, and this is their exchange.
You take a picture of me. Does that make you feel better? Why don't you get a life, lady?
Dude, I have a life.
No, and it's going around taking pictures of
people. Yeah, because what you're doing,
so
can you not follow the lines on the floor?
Keep your mouth running.
The governor, the mayor is asking us all to wear a mask. And look at you, not wearing a mask.
Oh, dear.
I wear a mask to protect myself.
It's fucking political. It's unbelievable. Now, you have accosted me in this store.
It's not a law
that I got to wear a mask.
Not wearing a mask.
And if you're going to keep this up, maybe we'll get the police department in here.
Hey, Mom, why'd you call 911 then?
Yeah. Oh, God, another one. You people are like monkeys falling out of a tree.
No, you're the monkey that has it.
Hey, I'll tell you what.
Dragging those knuckles that you've not admired.
Okay, how's that grab you?
Ever heard of Darwinism, evolution, evolve, mister?
For me? Why don't you burn something down?
Why don't you go back to where you are?
Why don't you
need to evolve?
Turn a monument down or something, you know?
You must be the one who's...
Are you burning crosses? Are you burning crosses?
People are f***ing idiots, man.
You are. No, you're the idiot.
Yeah. Well, you're the one who's playing your life on the freaking computer. You have no life. So this is what your life is?
It's a cell phone.
Doing my shopping.
Unbelievable.
You're unbelievable.
Yeah.
I bet you wouldn't wear
it. Good luck with the virus. Good luck with the virus. Your whole family tree is getting cut off at its roots.
Good luck seeing your face today.
That's fun. I really don't care because, see, I don't live my life on the computer. I know my friends. They're in a phone number in my phone. You know
what? So are mine.
I predicted it. I told you guys. This lady, the mayor, is asking us all to wear a mask. I wear a mask. She's asking this guy, why aren't you wearing a mask? And he says, listen, you've accosted me. She says, no, you've accosted me. You're the one who's violating the order. And, of course, it's a voluntary order. Because now they're like, hey, listen, well, you may not be sick, but do it for others. Don't do it for yourself. Do it for your neighbor. They want to tie in some emotional cord to make you go, oh, I just need to wear the mask. And I don't wear it. I know Bongino's not wearing it. There's two or three of us out there that are not wearing it. Anyway, she goes on, Mom, why don't you call 911 now? He says, oh, my God, there's another one. Y'all are falling like monkeys. You're the monkey with your knuckle dragging. And then she goes on to talk about Darwinism and evolution and, I love her choice of this word, evolvement. And when, of course, he didn't go for it, well, hey, let's pull out the race card. Why don't you go back to burning your crosses? Leftists are predictable. See, these people now get the virtue signal on who doesn't wear a mask. You're the guilty party. How dare you not want to protect me? I'm protecting you. See, we've lost all reason because most people, when we're sick, we just say, I'll stay home. If I'm out and about, I feel good enough to be out and about. If I don't, I'll be home. But no, for her, government should determine that. So you may not know. So the government says, put yourself in a protective mask. Well, why not put yourself in a protective bubble? She says, good luck with the virus. Good luck seeing your face today. They're going to call it out on social media. He's got to pay.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey, self-reliance gardeners, now that you've got your crisis garden planted, the next step is to make sure all your vegetables are going to grow like crazy the rest of the summer. For that, you'll need an all-natural, full-spectrum plant food that works to not only maximize nutritional uptake for you and your family, but is also guaranteed to make your fruits and vegetables actually taste better. The name of the product is ProtoGrow, a proprietary blend of bioactive superfoods for plants designed to produce rapid plant growth in record time, so much so that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It does this by combining powerful trace elements and micronutrients from seaweed extracts with a balanced blend of macronutrients from cold water fish. The result? Vegetables grow faster than ever because they now have the essential bioavailable nutrients they need. Go to growlikecrazy.com to learn more. Huge summer discounts now available. growlikecrazy.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A U.S. district judge on Monday ordered a new delay in federal executions hours before the first lethal injection was scheduled to be carried out at a federal prison in Indiana. The Trump administration immediately appealed to the higher court. The U.S. judge who made the ruling said there's still legal issues to be resolved and that the public is not served by short-circuiting legitimate judicial process. The heat is on for much of the country, with heat advisories and excessive heat warnings from the panhandle of Florida all the way to California. In Phoenix, Arizona, cooling stations are being set up by the Salvation Army across the city.
We recognize that we're in the middle of a pandemic as well, and so all of our volunteers and all of our workers who are here, we don't reach into our coolers without having gloves on so that we make sure that we're contactless when we provide water to people.
Major Tim Smith with the Salvation Army. This is USA Radio News. Surgeon General Jerome Adams says a coronavirus pandemic could be turned around in 2 or 3 weeks if people would wear face coverings and practice social distancing. Colorado is a state that continues to see more cases of coronavirus. In fact, Denver may even have to shut down. Jared Polis, the Democratic governor, telling everyone,
if you're somehow waiting to wear a mask till the governor tells you to, I hope you've heard that I'm telling you to. And if I haven't been clear, I'm telling you to wear a mask.
The Washington Redskins announced their retirement. The name Redskins and are coming up with a new team name. Well, that may be a little bit more of a challenge, as a man residing in Alexandria, Virginia, filed a trademark for numerous names that the team could be changed to. For example, he's filed trademarks for the Washington Red Wolves, the Washington Tribe, the Washington Red Tails, and the Washington Potomacs. The man's filed those trademarks since 2014 and even set up merchandising operations for all the names. This is USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The haves and the have-nots have become the masked and the unmasked. The rich versus the poor, the black versus the white, the masked versus the unmasked. Men versus women, Muslims versus Christians. Christians versus atheists. Whatever it is, leftists look for ways to divide, and now we've got this new thing. Before, you could be breathing out toxic chemicals of who knows what, and nobody said a word. But we get this fake butt plandemic. Finally, people are starting to say it. This Wu flu, Chinese virus, plandemic that everybody wants to call COVID-19. And suddenly, we've got to go on lockdown, self-enslave, self-imprison, wear mask. Why? For the good of the nation, to keep it from coming back, to keep all these other things from happening. So what? They come out with a study 6 months, a year, 2 years, or post-Trump, of course, that says, oh, do you know what? Wearing those masks took 3 years, 5 years, 10 years off your life. Your body doesn't want to breathe carbon dioxide. God is an amazing being. And he said, we're going to make the air that humans breathe 78.084% nitrogen. It's going to be 20.9476% oxygen. It's going to be 0.934% argon. It's going to be 0.0314% carbon dioxide. Did you hear how much carbon dioxide I said that you're supposed to breathe? It is 0.0314%. The air that you breathe, people, is 78% nitrogen, and I rounded it. But it's an important number that it is 78.084%. Almost 78.1. Oxygen, 20.9476. Almost 21%. And if I rounded any of those in either direction, it is rounding out the amount of carbon dioxide your body is supposed to breathe in. Now, I dare you, put a meter underneath your little mask and tell me how much carbon dioxide you're breathing versus nitrogen and oxygen. Most people think I got to have oxygen. But nitrogen is the biggest portion of what you breathe. And here's what's cool about nature and God. It puts things in very precise amounts. If the earth were a few thousand miles from where it is today, we'd be too cold or too hot, whatever. We wouldn't be where we are today. We couldn't sustain life. Everything is so precise. And you know who wants to screw it all up? Man, leftist man, Dr. Fauci. Yeah, I call him Fauci. And all these other people that want you to believe that they know better. No, stick that mask on. That's going to be the new norm. You want to drop dead, walk around in a mask all day. And you know they're going to come out one day and tell you this. The same way they tell you, oh, drinking wine is bad for you. Oh, I'm sorry, drinking wet wine is good for you. Well, it's certain types of wine that are bad for you. Well, those same that we said are bad for you, they're now good for you. Well, Kevin, if you drink one glass of wine a night, it's okay. You just can't drink three. Oh, wait a minute. Drinking three actually increases your blood this and oxygen levels. Who do you believe? Doesn't it make you question every single thing that the so-called experts have told you over the years? Don't you want to go back and put things into context and say, wait a minute, is this really that good for me or that bad for me? Or was it somebody just trying to profit? Because I think it's just somebody trying to profit. So people have been said they have the Wu flu and they don't have it. The negative test, you know, the people that test positive and then go back and test negative is an astronomical number. You want to know why? Because these people have no symptoms. They don't even have a test that can definitively tell you that you had this disease. It supposedly, and I say supposedly, is something that incubates for 14 days, according to them. Do you believe it? It supposedly knows that after 6 feet, it's got to drop dead. It can't get after you. If you stand 6 feet, 1 inch from somebody at the 1 inch mark of that 6 feet, boop, it drops dead right there in front of your face. That's what they want you to believe. Because they have all the answers, right? And of course, if you don't listen, if you don't capitulate, you're a monster. What do they call that man, those Karens? He's a Neanderthal. He's going to go burn a cross somewhere. Yeah. He's the new definition of the racist. He's the non-maskist. I don't know what they're going to come up with, but they will make up a word that describes the people who rebel against this so-called authority. And what are we rebelling against, all of us? We are rebelling against the notion that we should be told to do something that we know is destructive to our health. We know is not going to prevent us from getting this stupid disease, that the cure rate is so, I mean, it's so big. Now, I mean, in other words, most people are not dying from this. The alarm bells went off a long time ago that this is not nearly as deadly as they want you to believe. But if you don't wear your mask, you don't love your neighbor. I want to get a big old butt mask. I'm not even joking. Y'all think I'm kidding. I want to be one of these dudes that starts a trend. You know, like wearing your pants below your butt. I want to be the dude that wears a mask on my butt with some big old lips on it. And I don't even know what I would put on it. But it would mock face mask. It would be like, I don't wear a face mask, but when I do, I wear it on my butt. It would be something like that. Because I'm so sick of this nonsense. And it took over. I told you guys the other day, it took over super fast. It went from the majority of people not wearing masks to now everybody wearing their stupid mask. Anyway, NBC's medical expert tracked his coronavirus battle. I'm reading it that way because you know I don't say that word. But here's what's interesting. He never had it. Let me read this. Joining me now is virologist Joseph Fair, who recently recovered from COVID-19 himself, said Chuck Todd on Meet the Press on June 14th. Dr. Fair, let me start with you because I would like you to share a little bit about your recovery from, this is blocking, I can't see it, from COVID-19. What should Americans take away from your experience? He says, I don't have any of those underlying conditions. I'm 42 years old, so you wouldn't think clinically that I would be one of those people who would get so very ill. I say that the 7 to 8 days prior to me hospitalizing myself when I was doing the self-treatment, that was the worst I've ever felt. I probably spent 23 out of 24 hours in bed. Then he joined NBC as a science contributor in March, and as a pandemic hit, they said. But he goes on, he says, those people that are young that think they're invincible are people that just don't think it's going to affect them that greatly, even if they don't get it. I say that my own experience was complete opposite. Well, Todd didn't tell the audience that Dr. Fair, and Dr. Fair didn't do it either, that he had already had at least 5 negative coronavirus tests. Well, 2 days ago, according to this article, on Twitter, Fair revealed the results of his antibody test negative again. He never had the Wu flu virus. And if you follow that article, I tell you, Google it. That was only the beginning of the story. So here's what I want to, I don't even care about the rest of it, because it was built on lies. But here's a guy being featured on MSNBC, Chuck Todd, and he's telling the rest of the world, you better watch out for this dreaded virus. It knocked me to my knees, man. I was in bed 23 out of 24 hours. I only got up to, you know, to use the bathroom for bio breaks. It could have killed me. And it was all a lie because he never had coronavirus. So what did he have? Probably a flu. Something else. But it wasn't coronavirus. Multiple negative tests. 5 at least. This is what these people want you to believe. There is not a single shred of evidence that supports what's happening in this country right now. And I hate to say it to you because I know many of you are out there wearing those masks. And I don't want to feel preachy because it's your prerogative. You can do what you want. But you are buying into their nonsense, and therefore you are promoting leftist nonsense. Yeah, you know, it's your problem. Like I said, I'm not going to be sanctimonious and go, you shouldn't do it or whatever. That's up to you. It's your choice. But I choose not to. I choose to change the way, the world is going to view this. And I want people looking at me going, oops, I'm sorry about that, guys. I want people looking at me going, man, this dude is just not going to, you know, he's a warrior. He's out there fighting the cause. And let me tell you, I'm out there. I see the one or two people. We remain the minorities. Like that dude I played in the clip earlier where he says, go tear down a statue or whatever, but leave me alone. I'm just out here shopping. Nothing you do is going to change my mind about masks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show on Kevino Jacksones.
Scott Atlas. He's a senior fellow at Stanford University's Hoover Institution and former chief of neuroradiology at Stanford University Medical Center. Dr. Atlas, always good to see you. I'm curious, when you come out and you say that there is no reason to panic, what's the premise for that, sir?
Well, first of all, there's no reason to panic by any public official or they're disqualifying themselves from their position. But the data is what I want to talk about. And when we see this focus on more cases, it doesn't really matter how many cases. It only matters who gets the cases. Because we know the infection fatality rate for people under 70 is 0.04% on the latest analysis. That's less than or equal to seasonal flu.
The words, a bunch. Or was it much ado about nothing?
Much ado about nothing. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. Stanford epidemiologist, virologist, whatever, he studies this stuff, right? And he says, this is the seasonal flu at best. But we got governors shutting down states, mayors demanding people wear a mask. Oh, and just so you know, folks, there's a lot more we got to talk about. We're going to be talking about hoaxes. We're going to be talking about Roger Stone. We're going to be talking about Michael Flynn, Ghislaine Maxwell, Goya. Go, Goya. Goya. That's what I say. I don't call it Goya. I call it Goya. The McCloskeys, you know, the couple in St. Louis with their guns. Steele, Christopher Steele, as in, you know, the FBI's number one witness that wasn't even a witness to anything, that wrote a fake dossier. He's in the news. We got a lot to talk about. But I want to talk about this mask stuff because a New York businessman is suing Cuomo and de Blasio over the riots and the stuff that happened with Antifa and BLM. But I'm playing this stuff about this doctor from Stanford because I want people to understand how crooked this stuff is. Let's play the rest of his clip. And then there's a second one that's even better.
The cases themselves should not be, and were never, the focus. It's only the tragic consequences of the cases. So when we look at these new cases in every state, the overwhelming majority are younger, healthier people. I think in Florida, the median age is 36. In Texas, it's something similar, or maybe 40. And that's really what we're thinking about here, is that it only matters if we cannot protect the high-risk people, which we are protecting. We're protecting. How do I know? Because the death rates are not going up. We realize we have to wait to have the story play out here, but right now the cases have been going up for 3 weeks. We have no increase. In fact, we have a decrease in death rates. So, it doesn't matter if you get the illness if you're going to fully recover and be fine from it. And that is what people must understand. For younger, yep, healthier people, there's not a high risk from this disease at all.
It doesn't matter if you get the illness if you're going to recover. Whoa, that's some common sense there. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. Look, I don't even know why we're covering this. I mean, I look at my producers and I say, I do get it, guys. But this is so common sense. It's so, I think the reason why I don't have a problem covering it is because I know many of you are starting to conform. And I'm asking you, why would you conform to something that is bad for your health and you know what the game is? I'm giving you the game. This guy says cases aren't the focus. The new cases are for people 36 to 40. What age are you? Let me put it to you another way. If everything that they've said about the Chinese Wu flu is true, you've either already had it and recovered or you're asymptomatic and you're walking around and it's not going to impact you. That's pretty much it. Those are your choices. I've been on airplanes. I have been in restaurants. I have been in busy places with lots of people in big cities. Yes, I put my life at risk going into these big cities. And I'm nowhere close to getting this stupid thing, and I don't think I will get it. Melissa says, well, you got to have your hernia surgery. They're going to test you for, you know, COVID-19. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe I'll get my doctor or somebody. I might get my lawyer in there and say, y'all better not test him. I sound like my grandmother right then. Death rates, he said, are not going up. In fact, he said the death rates are going down. They're going down. Do you think that the left is not aware of this? We have done more testing. Trump touts it now. We've tested more than any other country. You got big, beautiful tests. The testing is amazing. Look, here's what I can tell you about tests, and I said it before. We don't know if these tests are working or not working. They test positive. I watched a golf tournament on TV the other day. Did I talk about this? Three guys, they put in their own flight along with one other guy, because the three guys tested positive, and the other guy had to socially distance from them. Like golfers. I mean, what are they? How far is one golfer from another on a golf course? I mean, you'd have to be pretty amazing to be hitting your ball within 6 feet of somebody. But anyway, they got four guys in a flight. and three of them supposedly have tested for COVID. Now, I'm going to tell you something. Tested positive. When I have the flu, have you had the flu? Have you guys had the flu? Let me ask you. Do you think you would be playing in a professional golf tournament if you had the flu? I had the flu one time. I had to fly to Las Vegas. It saved my company. And I picked up some product lines. But I have to tell you, I thought on that trip I was going to die. I woke up with my head over the toilet, praying to God I could throw up. And I couldn't. God did not answer that prayer. But I'm just thinking, are you kidding? When I have the flu, the last thing I want to do is be out and about. These guys are playing professional golf for money. Three of them tested positive for COVID. Remember when Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson got COVID? And I said, get back with me when you die. And I certainly didn't mean them any harm. But my point to it is, it's nothing. You're going to get sick. You're going to get well. And it'll be over. But they had to be the poster children. Somebody had to be the first, and they were the first. Made them feel good. You know, let's hear this other clip of what this doctor says about Chinese Wu flu.
A lot of these tests are lagging indicators. Some people are not getting their test results for 7, 8, 9 days. And so, you know, the death rates are only lagging by a few days. I'm consistent when you say, you know, the more cases that if they're getting younger people, it's a good thing. When the CDC comes out and says, you know, 10 times the number of people who have been confirmed to have COVID-19, that's probably the amount that had it. We applaud those numbers. Like, that's a great thing because that lowers the case fatality rate. But when we talk about new cases, everybody tends to panic a little bit.
Well, that's true. And I think that there's something else that goes unspoken. That is that when you have a lot of low-risk people get the infection, that's how you generate population immunity. This is the so-called herd immunity. People have been really mistaken about the number of people, by the way, that have had immunity, because immunity is not just based on antibodies. It's based on a larger number of people who have something called T-cell immunity. But I do want to comment on the hospitalizations, because when you look more than superficially at data, which is necessary and should be demanded from our public health officials. When you look at Texas, for instance, yes, they have a lot of people in the hospital. But when I looked at every single hospital area in Texas today, 15% to 20% of people in the hospital as inpatients are COVID positive patients. That means 80% to 85% have nothing to do with COVID-19. And the same thing goes for some of these other states. There are people hospitalized, a large number, because they're tested as COVID positive, somehow they're categorized as COVID hospitalizations. That's a problem.
Now, I think we played that clip the other day, and that was shocking to me. But there's so many things that could crack me up about this disease. So, for example, I was planning some travel, and they said, well, you'll have to go in quarantine unless you can produce a test that shows that you don't have it. I said, okay, so I take a test. I then, and it says you're negative, which I would hope it's negative because you don't know. You know, if you got to take a trip and you go there and it gives a false positive, you can't travel. So anyway, let's say it tests negative. I jump on a plane. Who's to say I didn't pick it up? Nobody. It's incubating in other people. They said at one point asymptomatic people could get it to you. Then they later backtracked on that and said, no, asymptomatic people cannot pass it along, or it's much more difficult than we thought. And now what else do we learn? If you take the test, you can't get the results for 7 to 9 days. The CDC now says 10 times the number of people have actually had the disease and didn't. Let me ask you, have you ever gotten the flu and not known it? Because, I mean, I guess you don't know what you don't know. But I tell you this, when I don't know of anything that got me sick where I was like, oh man, I feel something, but I don't know exactly what it is. I guess I'm not that sick. Whenever I was getting the flu, I got it and I hated it. This is a joke.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.